Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and Toyland Productions presents Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. As always, we're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C. All the lies, and secrets are held. And what we're going to do, we're going to expose the liars, tell you what the lies are, and reveal some of the secrets so that way we can have better relationships in our community. And as always, this is your host, Mr. Live Stevie. We have Doug Love on the line as well. And we're going to get into the topic today, love me or leave me alone. Topic is an interesting topic here. When you talk about love me or leave me alone, it comes down to the battle between intimacy versus sex. What do we do when it comes down to intimacy versus sex? The signs that show that it's intimate, the signs that show that it's just sex, and when it's real, when it's fake, and is it time to be fake at times? So we're going to get into this big discussion here, and before we get into that, of course, we're always sponsored by Tranquil Minds, Massage and Wellness. It is springtime, so that way we're trying to expand the way we're doing wellness, health, and tranquility. So if you have any questions in regards to a wellness program, in regards to getting better into the spring and summertime, or if you want to schedule an appointment, please log on to teachingmind.massagetherapy.com. You can go onto my Facebook at Rodney Stevenson, or you tweet me at rsteve44. And we have a lot of big things that are going on right now, so definitely want to thank everyone that's making this half hour part of their week. We are live on location here in Germantown, Maryland, so this is a really big day here. And I want to thank everyone that's been really making Love Talk and the Live TV show the fastest growing show on online radio. We are really growing in leaps and bounds, so I just really want to thank everybody in regards to that. And tonight's topic, I want anybody to talk about this here when it comes to intimacy versus sex. Call in at 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228. So that way we can really have a full discussion on this particular topic. But until we do that, let's go into the song here, Where Is Your Love, by Toy Sugars, and this is, once again, Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions.
I don't understand a thing about your love, boy. You don't know what you've done for me, cause you haven't done a thing. Boy, you make me feel like my love is no big deal. I know yeah.
Yeah, that was Toy Sugars, but Where Is Your Love on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. And we have Dougie Love on the line right now. Doug, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, girl?
All right, so tonight's topic is Love Me or Leave Me Alone. This is on my intimacy versus sex. So we're going to get into this particular topic here. So we want to do a couple of things. We want to define what is intimacy. And then we want to try to break down how it affects relationships, affects the community. So Doug, give me your definition of intimacy.
Well, my definition it depends. It depends on what, because I'll put it like this. My definition is that intimacy is two people getting down deep on a spiritual level, and with that and getting down deep on the spiritual level, it's like the source of one, and that doesn't happen without vulnerability. And when they intertwine, it's like it's more than physical. It's touching, it's the holding, it's mental, it's emotional, it's a spiritual connection. It takes down parallel highs where your souls intertwine. That's my definition of intimacy. It's like when you two can sense each other's thought or sentence, or you know how the person feels, or what something's wrong just by what they say. Well, not what they say, by they say, hey, you know something's wrong just by the tone of their voice. There's something in the voice, you just know.
That's a very interesting point about it. So when you mention intimacy and you talk about when it comes down to a committed relationship and then you come down to sex, a lot of times people will define sex as the intimate part, but a lot of people don't realize that sex is not the intimate part. Sex is just a side effect or the general aspect when it comes down to intimacy. And that's one thing that we want to break down here. So when is it okay to have sex with your partner, or is sex a bad thing? Let me break it down like this. Is sex really a bad thing, or should sex always come with the connection with intimacy?
It doesn't always come with that connection. It takes time to build. It takes a couple months, a couple years. It just takes time. Like, it starts happening when you fall in love with that person. Sex isn't bad, but without intimacy, it really means nothing. It's just a physical act that you feel good for a little bit, but not that great.
And the thing is, you know, there's of course, a lot of people that go through their daily activities, and they have sex with people, with different people, and they feel that it's, and you know, that's okay, it's casual. So when it comes down to, you know, the lack of intimacy, can you detach yourself from the emotional aspect of sex? You know, can sex be just the physical act and not the emotional act?
No, you can't. Because you can't detach yourself. Because if you could, a lot of people would. Because if you're intimate, if you're used to being intimate with somebody, like really intimate with them, and then you go to somebody else, you're going to miss that. and you can just have sex, but if you're used to having it with, you know, the holding and all that, so you're going to try to do it with them, the other person, it's like you're missing something.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. When you feel like you're disconnected from somebody, you know, physically, emotionally, emotionally and spiritually, then that takes away from the, you know, from the benefit and the joy of having sex. So let's go into the signs of when it's intimate and when it's not intimate. We're talking about Love Talk right now, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Land Productions. So when it comes down to intimacy, there's three signs that you can tell when it's truly intimate or if it's not real. One is eye contact. I feel that's very important to being intimate with someone. Eye contact is very big. And then you also have the aspect of the physical connection as well. When it comes down to the touch is very important when it comes down to being intimate. And then the third part is the emotion that is released with that. So when a person is stoic when you're being intimate, you know, to me personally, it feels like they're not really actually feeling the intimacy. They're just going through the motions of having sex. What do you think about that particular aspect of?
I agree, but also my signs are, I would say, cuddling, holding each other. I would say the feeling. It's not really the talk. It's really more of the feeling you have after everything is done. You know, just basking in the glory, that feeling of holding each other, also the eye contact, and then the touching and the caress. Those are the signs, and the way they look, like, the way they talk to each other also. But with the disconnect, if you don't have that, it's really just a physical act. You can try to look at each other in the eye, but it means nothing. When you have intimacy, everything means it's more. It's touch is heightened. Everything is heightened. So you can touch it just during regular sex. It might be, you know, regular touch. Oh, okay, yeah. You might even hear the, you know, normal moans. That feels good, but it's real intimate. Touch it. It's like deeper. It's like, it's coming from the soul, you know. It's like your souls are connected, intertwined.
So I was in a discussion with someone the other day in regards to this. Can you have sex without any emotion?
If you don't know them, yeah. But if you know them, no.
And that's a big factor when it comes down to when you come down to intimacy, because a lot of people don't realize that there is, you know, a emotional connection when it comes down to intimacy. There's emotional connection that goes all the way through, and if that is lost, or if that's something that is not being defined, then it can really be detrimental to any type of relationship that's going on. So you have to realize the signs. Realize when it's real. Realize when it's fake. That way you know exactly what you're dealing with. But here's a question as well. Some people, you know, make it seem like that just straight sex is a bad thing. So I want to ask Doug this question here. Is just straight sex a bad thing?
I wouldn't say it's bad. I wouldn't say it's bad. It's not bad. It's good. It's very good. It's very, very good. But it's better when you have intimacy. I don't think it's not bad. It's only bad if you don't get what you want out of it. It's only bad when it doesn't feel right. Because if it don't feel right, then it's bad, you know, or if you go limp doing it, then it's bad. But it's good. it's good. It's just, it's better when you know that person. But when you know them, guess what? It will be better because they don't know how to love you.
That's a really good point right there. And we're in a special 1 hour edition of Love Talk today, because this is something that builds on relationships. This is something that we really need to talk about. A lot of people base their relationships on the sex alone. So that's why we expanded this show today for a 1 hour show, because we want to make sure that we kind of break down the foundation of relationships. This is as we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, this is all about blossoms. So in D.C. right now, we're doing the cherry blossoms are blooming. We want to talk about relationships blooming as well. So we want to make sure that things are developing to the point where it grows. So this is why we want to talk about this here. And this is a really important topic here. So because when it comes down to the physical aspect of relationships, we want to make sure that we know when to begin these particular connections and how to develop those connections in our relationships. So, Doug, I want to ask you this question here. When you're fresh in a relationship, when is it ideal to begin being more physical?
I think that has this slowly happening. You can't put a timetable on it. Like when Steve Harvey says it was a 90-day rule, I think that's BS. And I think like a man is BS. No offense, Steve, I like you, but I think it's BS. I just think that whole book and movie is BS, because I'm not a dog. But anyway, I digress. It just had to take time. What I try to do is I try to let the other person initiate it and let me know that they want more, because I'm not just going to jump out there and do that, because that can seem wrong, because I'm a guy. It can seem like I'm thirsty or... That's all I want. So I'd rather just let the other person
dead. The thing is, though, you know, a lot of times, you know, that emotion takes over. You know, you got that feeling that, oh my goodness, you know, I'm drawn to her, she's drawn to me. We gotta make it happen. And that's the thing. You know, sometimes that can be intimate, but you know, a lot of times in the early part of a relationship, it can just be straight sex. You want to get into it and just, you know, do what you got to do. So when you're meeting a person for the first time, you're on that first date, what do you feel are the signs to show when things are about to pop off?
A certain touch and in a certain place. And the way that they might kiss you or look at you, or, you know, the conversation goes that route. If you're a guy and you're like, you know what, why don't you stay right here, or if you try to touch them, you know, you try to hug them, and then you, like, might rub their hips, and they might look at you, or you're like, you know, let's cuddle. Because for me, there was this one time when, not mentioning no names, but he was like, why don't you just come upstairs, and, I said, you know what, I want to cuddle. I was like, I can hold you until you go to sleep. Like, okay. But she did that with no drawers on. That's how I knew.
Now, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize this, but women are very sexual beings. And they try to play this role that they're not sexual beings, try to play this role that they're not... they don't want to be sexual, but I'm telling you right now for a fact that females are just as sexual, even if not more than men.
Yes, they are.
And that's a problem that, you know, they try to put on this front that makes it very difficult for men to develop a physical relationship with them. There's a game that goes on, gentlemen, that I want to let a lot of people know, and I know a lot of women are going to get upset with me at this, but I really don't care right now. There's a game that goes on. There's a chess match that goes on. Man, you got to be 2 moves ahead of what the female is doing, because the female is trying to bait you to be physical, but they want to do it in a way that makes it seem like it's not them. So that's what you got to realize, what's going on. So there's an illusion that goes on here. And this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Floorland Productions. And speaking of Illusion, we're going to go into Illusion right now, Toy Sugars, right now on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions.
Check, check, this is Blog Talk Radio. Just want to make sure everything is going okay right now. We are on the air. Do apologize for that brief delay in sound. And we are talking about Love Me or Leave Me Alone on Blog Talk Radio, Love Talk right now, Toyland Productions. So I'm on the phone, Douglas on the line right now, and we are on location right now in Germantown, Maryland. So let's talk about the foundation. When do you know it's real? When do you know it's fake? If anybody has any information on this, 850-1228, the real versus the fake. So we're going to talk about faking it, because that is a big issue when it comes down to relationships. Is faking it ever a good thing? So I want to throw this to Doug right now. Is faking it ever a good thing when it comes down to being intimate with somebody?
No. Because if you fake it, you're going to get that person to believe that that's how it is. You don't fake it. You don't fake how you feel. Because if you fake it, only bad things happen. Only problems. That's it.
See, it sounds like there's problems that come on, but the thing is, when you fake it, you know, the thing is, you know, sometimes intimacy can be something that is not all the time, you know, I'm not going to be 100% right. It's not going to be 100% perfect. So sometimes, you know, men and women, you know, mostly women, they feel more, you know, appreciated. But the thing is, you know, it's a bad for the dude's ego to kind of spark that. You know, we're talking about from a man, like, personally, I feel that that's the wrong thing to do. It's worse thing to do to a dude to kind of just fake it like that, because the fact that, you know, I'll kind of pump my ego up, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and that's the thing that there's a discrepancy, there's a distance when it comes down to that. So what do you feel about that?
Well, you never fake it, because the thing is, if you like this way, you have to say so. Close mouths don't get fed. So, if you fake it, and you're not one person be bad, that's you. That's your fault. Because guess what? If a guy doesn't get hit, he, like, you can tell. It's easy. That means it was wet. Your juice box was wet. It wasn't overflowing. It was wet. So, if you fake it, like, you don't guide him or anything like that, what's the point? Like if you want it, want to tell him how you want it. It's like if you want to get, like, everything has instructions. People don't. And if you don't want your food prepared a certain way, you tell them how you want it. If you want a good experience, you have to tell them how you want it. You don't know, you did that more exploring in high school.
I said this is not for the young kids right now. You got young kids just ready to get teenagers. We're not here as well, and we're trying to make this information. So if you have any tips on this, 347-850, we're talking about fake versus real, and what is real, it's not real. And when it comes down to it, there's a big difference between what's fake. And you have to understand that there's two parties involved when it comes down to the relationship, the two parties involved when it comes to being intimate. You have to realize the balance when it comes down to real and fake. And that destroys a lot of relationships, honestly. So I want to bring this question, when it comes down to real emotion, is there an avenue that you see through sex that shows when emotion?
Yes. Like, I'm going to say this clear cut answer to this. Is if you deal with a person and you know that intimacy is there, that the hand is all in here. But if between you do the act and you don't do nothing else, then it's not there. But expressing it through that, if they're willing to do whatever you ask them to do, even if they hate it, yeah, they care about you. If not, then you know what?
I'm going to
tell you.
And that happens a lot of times. It's about the submissive aspect. You should not be submissive when it comes down to your submissive when it comes down to your emotions. You should just flow up and should be flowing back. The thing is, it comes down to the emotional aspect being in a relationship. And this is where it comes down to the difference between intimacy and emotional. We talked about this before. Emotional intimacy as well that happens with a lot of people as well. So, we have time for a special 1 hour show on this Love Me or Leave Me Alone because a lot of people are not getting the love that they need. And we're trying to make things clash. So let's talk about emotional intimacy a little bit. Let's talk about the aspect of being emotionally intimate, emotionally involved, emotionally connected to someone, how that affects everything physically as well. So because we're going to the second half hour right now. I want to put everybody that's taking their time and listening to us right now. So let's break down this emotional intimacy. What do you feel emotional intimacy is, and how does that affect everything physically?
Well, emotional intimacy, that is, like I said, physical is the holding, touching everything. The emotional is the looking at each other, the nose, like the knowing how the other person feels, being considered of the feel, and however they feel, you can sense it. You can see what they're thinking. I mean, you can feel what's going on with them by the tone of voice. That's the emotional part. Where you see a point where you can see those senses. You know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to say. It's not that the picture that you know that person. It's not like spiritual. Know that person's heart, soul.
It's going into the heart and soul again. And again, that might be a big aspect of God. It's just heart and soul is a big thing. When you have that heart and soul, then the mind and the mind also connect. The soul connects when it comes down to being intimate with someone. And the time when it develops, the specific guidelines. When it comes down to sex, you got a lot of people out there, men and women, that are just racking up numbers. So there's a question out there. Okay, is ever okay to display a list, or is it okay to display a list to your significant other that you're right now? That's a big question. So is that on a list? Is it okay to display your own list? So who you been with, the person that you're with right now?
To the public, no. It's never okay to talk about the numbers you got, the bodies you got. But the person you're with, yeah, yes and no. Guys, I would say it's okay if you're in the female, don't do it yourself, guys, because they're never going to tell the exact truth. And because of that, you always have to add on a couple. So she's like 5, it's probably 10. 10 is probably 15. And the list goes on and on and on. And you might find yourself, are you going to do that? It's wrong. It's not for the week. But if you really want to know, if you really want to talk about it, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk about the list. Talk about who you can with. And even, you know, some of the things you've done. Because that way, the person that you're with now gets to know what you like, what you don't like, things like that. And also, when it comes down to that, you know exactly who you're dealing with. And I encourage women, especially, more sway about this. You kind of talk about it a lot. That person been with a whole other level. But women, it comes down to a little more, a little less open when it comes down to delaying your list. But it's very important to do that. That way, people know what you like, what you don't like. And that's the thing when it comes down to this thing as well. What you like, what you don't like. Thinking that you should not be boring. You should try to do something as far as building on your relationship and on the thing that you're doing. So I definitely want to talk about it.
After you know each other for a long time, for a while, if it's like a couple of months in, no, not really, you can touch the iceberg there, not all of it, but if it's been like a year, then it's fine. You just have to know each other really well, like be able to be grown folks about it, talk about it, not get mad.
And you know, that's the thing too. You know, what's been done in the past? What's happened? What is past the past? You're going to focus on the present and try to make sure that you're doing the things that need to be done for your relationship and build and grow. That's what we're talking about, blossoming, we're talking about blooming. So anybody has any thoughts on those things? And talk about this here. So listen, talk about the positive and negative things that have happened to you that in order to develop your relationship. That's the big thing when it comes down to creating a more relationship. We have a few minutes left right now, and I want to talk about topic Case of the X. This case of the X is a little interesting here. This one here actually didn't come from email. I think it came from a TV show. It's really different from it. I know a lot of people, but I was talking about this, how I mentioned. We went off after another episode of the show. But it was an interesting topic for the very last episode that was the way it was the person that we were talking to, their wife, as a plan B. And this is interesting because he was really interested in another person while he was in college. And along with her thing, but he met the mother of children. Like, I want to talk about this here. Talk about Plan B. Because the intimacy is interesting because sometimes we don't settle. We don't go with our A. We want to be. Let's go to Plan B. And I want to put it out there. Is that Plan B a good thing? If you have a long-term relationship with that Plan B. And, if you have a long term relationship with that Plan B, is there really a true connection with that person? The one I want to talk right now about the Plan B. If you have a long term connection with that plan, not the one you're with, but the person that was there for you, that you kind of connected with that person.
Yes. It all depends. Because the Plan A, the person could just be off looks. You just want to hurt like that person so bad. But that person might not really be the one for you, but the second one could be the one for you. It's just like the NFL or sports. You got a first round draft pick of the bus. but your second one I want to be Hall of Fame. You never know. So it's all about how well you all fit it. Because guess what? The first person might not want you. Might not even be good at it. Might think you might be looking outside in thinking it is, but probably not. But the second one, there you go to connect you can, because guess what? You're already there. It's already connecting. So you can. Because you want them a second to mean anything.
And that's a very interesting topic, because the thing is, sometimes people they connect to someone, they feel like really into someone, something happens, they break up, they fall apart, they separate, and then there's another person that comes along, and they get together with that person. They're with that person for a long time. But the thing is, they have the A person that they're like, man, I wanted to talk to him or her. How would it be? And that's a big issue when it comes down to love. So at the end of the show, the mother actually died. So they wanted to go back to their plan A. The guy that was talking to his kids basically saying, oh, you know what? I know it's been a while since your mom died, but I want to get back to you. And I want to have a relationship with the person I really was in love with from the beginning. Sometimes it doesn't take that time, even when you're in a relationship, married for a period of time, relationship for a certain period of time, you have that old flame in mind. So it's okay to have that old flame in the back of your mind or talk about that old person, the person that you were with before, even when you're in a committed relationship with someone else?
I would say it's fine. Because if you know them, it's fine. Because the thing is, you might love them, want them, but you're with the person. You can think whatever you want, but it's all about actions. It's like cheating. You can think about it, but the only time it comes into play is when you do it. So let's say you break up with the person you're with. And then the other person that you want, of course, it's fine to go with them. Why not?
And that's true. And the thing is, what if that plan is still in your life? You know, that you're a good friend of yours, communicate with them constantly, things like that. But you've moved on. You have that person in your life. You're married. You're in a community. But that person that you were really interested in before is still playing your life through some communication. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for you?
That's fine. You can be friends and cool with everybody. It's just there's certain lines you can't cross. Like you can't get a real personal relationship with them. You can't really talk about anything that's going on with your relationship because that person. Let's say you really wanted them, and that person told you the intimate stuff that's going on in the relationship. And let's say you're having a rough spot in your relationship, and they're having a rough spot in their relationship, but they don't know that you're having a rough spot, but you know that they are. You can be very comfortable.
So that's
interesting,
the culture aspect of it. And when you have that plan inside, or if things aren't working out with now, it can really cause a strain on your relationship. That's what I want to bring up. It's really interesting about planning versus plan B. And the thing is, that plan B, try to stray away mentally when it comes down to the plan A. And relationship job the connection that you have. But do rapport, but you don't, at the same time, you don't want to show a lot of love, all of us, with it. So that's something that it has to be balanced in a relationship. Love Talk, Love Talk Radio, we're talking about a couple different things. Love me or leave me alone. It's my favorite. So much. Plan A, Plan B. Love me or leave me alone. And what do you say? Telltale sign.
I would say they obsessed with the phone. If you text them and text you right back, or if they answer their phone call, or if they want to see the way they get you, touch you. So those act a little differently. You can tell, like, if you're like, you know, well, I'm about to go out with this person, or, you know, I just met this girl, and I just met this girl. And then you're like, oh, really? You know, by certain remarks, you can tell that they like you. You have to read between the lines sometimes. It's not so cut and dry. People not going to come out and say that. You're going to have to, like, really read between the lines. If they get mad that you're talking to somebody else, whether they met somebody else, then yeah. If they take you back quick, call quick, or if they just always check up on you, see how you're doing, or they instead of touching you on your shoulder, they might touch you on your arm, or they might touch you on your thigh, something like that.
That's a big thing about the telltale sign. Sometimes they're subtle, sometimes they're forward, but sometimes when they're forward, they're hidden agenda that can happen. So, if you're looking where no one's it comes down to you. And when it comes to that, you have to think a lot of men and women don't get so rapid the first night with somebody, like you have to do what you gotta do with that person. Take your time, learn that person, learn their ins and outs. That way, you know exactly what you're getting involved with. So that's a big thing. Sometimes that first night may seem intimate, may seem real, may seem emotional, but it's all about, you know, maybe you're influenced by something else and it's causing a problem. So you have to take a look at that and take a step back and fall back on that and make sure that you're doing the right thing. It comes down to that. A couple of things on this. There's an aspect of the physical, and there's an aspect of the emotional. So physically, is a really big thing. The touch, the contact, the different things that you see can make a big difference. It comes down to being intimate, and it comes down to being all the summer. You got to make sure you understand that aspect. And also, two aspects, you know, even when you're really into act, sometimes there are certain aspects that will show the intimacy and show that there's you gotta realize come back to the aspect of when, you know, especially when women think more than men. I think, what do you think about this? Do you think women think it's more than men, or do you think it's a balance?
It's a balance. It depends on physical women. Mental could be men. Because women, if the women aren't really feeling you, they tend not to be with men. Men, some dudes will fake it to get the physical. So it's all a cycle, it's all a circle. It balances out of both.
Yeah, there has to be balance on both aspects, the physical and emotional side of things. You have to realize that the person should be able to elevate you, motivate you, get you to that certain level, and that's the big thing when it comes down to relationships. To get to that certain level, you have to really acknowledge that person make sure that when you get to that particular point, everything is so smooth, everything is flowing. So that's the thing. Live right now, 47501228. I would love to get feedback on it. Let you know once again, sponsored by Getaway Girls in springtime. So, Getaway Girls, a lot of different programs and girls that you can research and you can go on for the spring and summer. So, if you're interested in finding out where the high school is, where to go, and how to play, go on to GetawayGirls8.com or you can go to the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Getaway Girls Inc. as well. That we have a lot of different ideas and plans of their springtime, especially coming up in the next week or two. So definitely take a look at your website and see that will fit your needs in regards to travel in regards to that getaway. So GetawayGirls.com and what's in Love Talk on Blog Talk and Radio, good introduction. We're talking about Love Me or Leave Me Alone. And when it comes down to it, hit a quick concept. Hit a quick concept is a major thing that a lot of people struggle with. A lot of people understand the one night. The aspect of, you know, you can have sex with someone and just move on. So I want to ask this, is this thing truly as a one-nighter? And in this scenario, is that a really bad thing?
Yes, there is. No, it's not. It's all about that. Somebody can do it. But that won't happen all the time. There's nothing wrong with just having one time. As long as it's not multiple one night with multiple people. As long as you have another walk-in, it's all right. Because you're really feeling that person that day. It's fine. It's not bad at all, but
yeah, it's interesting, you know, that it cannot be at that point. It might be always a bad thing, but you have to realize, you know, what you're doing. Realize that there may be consequences, maybe ramifications that come from that, and it's about finding the connection. You gotta get, both of you have to come to a mutual agreement when it comes down to one night. If it's just something that you know it's gonna be a little fling, or it's gonna be something that you're that you wanted to, you know, maybe just try out. There's nothing wrong with testing the water. Maybe, you know, seeing where you are in a relationship and then try to develop from there. Because there's going to be a lot of conflicts with this here, and people want to get upset at me with this, I'm sure. But, you know, sometimes you want to know where you stand on all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically, before you come into a relationship. So that way you know where you stand when you get further along. You don't want to be mentally, emotionally, physically, you're just not a compatible match. Okay, there's certain things to it, there's some ramifications to it. So you gotta look at that as well. The downside of the one night. Are there good sides of the one night? I'm not really sure. What do you think about
the good side of that is just one time. Like, let's say you wanted to see out what it is about, and you do. So you get the preview of it. You get to basically know something is bad. So there's one night unless you know, you slip up on the As Chad Johnson would say, he didn't have to go single on, and it didn't catch everything your Johnson shoots. If you didn't have that, you know what, you're screwed, and it's bad if you catch something. But as long as you don't come out of skate, it's fine.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm coming from a very different perspective. I love them from a single man perspective, but I think there is still that commonality when it comes to saying that there's nothing wrong with it. you don't want to bounce around too much. But the thing is, you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself as well, because you don't want to get involved with someone that isn't compatible. And that's what destroys a lot of relationships as well. So we just say, like, don't want to break this up. It's the way you want it. And physically, just start clicking the way it is.
No. Because you always get it right. You
can always get it right. Trial and error is all good, but sometimes that trial is terribly wrong.
Well, sometimes you got to put left right before it gets right. But if, like I see the ground, they're not treating you right, period. If they don't treat you right, and you know, because you can be with somebody who's physically compatible, but emotionally, guess what? You get Chris Brown. So it's all about it. I'd rather be with somebody who emotionally I'm good with, mostly intimate and all that. I'm good with it on a spiritual level, emotional level, and everything. Physically, we can work on it. I can teach you that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. What if it's the opposite way, where you're connected so physically, but mentally, emotionally, there's a problem?
Don't do it. Because it will get right. Well, it can't. There's going to be scars emotionally, except physically, you can heal faster. Emotionally, you're not going to heal that fast. There's going to be scars.
The scars can come from my. There are times when the physical can develop into certain things, so you don't want everything to be solely on physical. If you start the relationship on physical, this is stuff on my final thoughts. If you start solely on physical and then build into the emotional and the emotional and the personal aspect, then there's always a problem with that relationship. The relationship of emotional and mental. That can come into your relationship and things can grow and things be long term. Like Doug Love said, the physical can come. But it's about different aspect of fire to make sure the health stops. So, thank you once again to all those who've been listening to the shows and actually made last Sunday's show the highest rated live TV show. That's for you. I want everybody listening right now to tune in on Sunday to hear some of the new updates on that. There's been a lot of different changes over the past week on this particular case. I'm also going to talk about the case in Fort Hood as well. I encourage all that are listening to the show across the world. That are listening that are in Afghanistan back right now. It's falling on Sunday, 10 o'clock time, 8 o'clock now, 11 o'clock. You can call, let us know what the topic of the situation of Fort Hood and soldiers in PTSD. I really would like to hear that. And also, any comments about the case of release of rights Sunday as well. Previous topic right now, one up. These two topics right now are just really strong and really important right now. So it's really serious that we talk about this here. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the Rise TV show and also listening to Love Talk and making these shows build and grow each and every week. And if you're a company, if you are a business, if you want to advertise on Love Talk, please email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. So that way we can get this going right now. And Doug, do you have any is there any thing that you want to talk about?
Well, first I gotta say,
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DOFRESH. I'll be getting a lot of followers from them. So thank you. And wait, just wait and story where I got next. But what I want to say is emotional is always better than physical. You got to start emotionally, you can't start physically. And all I got to say is, like, goes back to the Good Guy Syndrome, which I will speak more about that. I have a show coming called Abstract of the Double-Edged Sword. Stay tuned for it. It's coming. Everyone getting that in motion. That's on Ronda Diamond team. BNBN. Shout out to you new life stuff now. And Amanda Knight. Things coming.
Right.
And shout out to Rod Stevie. Let me do my thing. But what I really need to say is, ladies, if you have people, just get with your best friend. Your best friend will never fail you. Always get with your best friend. Don't go after somebody you don't know. Your best friend is good. And ladies, don't curve the good guy.
That's big talk right there. That is definitely big talk. That's definitely information right there that we gotta start talking about here. So, once again, thank you everyone that's for listening. So, I can write the show on the last minute. We're gonna have a topic going on. So, keep a lookout for that. Until next time, thank you once again. This is Blog Talk on Blog Talk.